just in the area of professional choices that you have to make. What makes this so tough, it seems to me, is that you have to get six things together very early in life. First of all, you have to find something that you like to do, that you'll not only like to do now, but that you will perhaps like to do 30, 40 years ago. A dentist the other day said, "How dare that kid I used to be lock me into dentistry today?" He didn't even know me. He didn't even know what I would like, what I would want to do. But my daily activities are dictated by a decision that I made all those years ago when I didn't even have the facts. And that makes it tough. So you got to find something you like to do. You have to find something you have the ability to do. You may like it, and you're not good at it. Third, you have to find something that you get permission to do. You might want to go to medical school and they won't let you in. So you might make an excellent physician and you might love to be a physician, but you can't get in medical school and therefore it's blocked. Number four, you have to find something you can earn a living doing. You might like to be an artist and nobody buy your paintings and you starve to death. So that won't work. So you got to find something that you can earn a living. You got to find something that society feels is important. In other words, there's got to be some feedback. There's got to be a sense that what you're doing is important, that you're making a contribution. And number six, for Christians, you got to find something that God wants you to do, that specific something. Now, what makes this assignment so tough is that you have to get all six of those together. Have you thought about it? If you get five of them, it doesn't work. If you got all five, but you can't earn a living at it, it doesn't work. If you got the other five, but you hate it, it doesn't work. If you're out of God's will, it doesn't work. You got to get all six of those together. And that's a tough thing to do, and that's why so many young people today come through high school and college and kind of flounder, because they just can't quite get that all lined up.